Listen. Monsoon depths are cloaked in fear, for therein dwells the mad sea deer. Should she find you and come near, you'll hear her screaming loud and clear. Her powers are both great and queer. Your only choice is flight by ear. Shy blinked and opened her mouth, only to have Lena beat her to the punch as she bellowed, "You're the Mad Sea? Boss, you went to Monsoon and enslaved the Mad Sea?" Shy glanced at Lena in irritation, then shrugged and said, "I don't get it. What's a Mad Sea?" Lena shook her head, and her voice had a nervous edge. "Not a Mad Sea, the Mad Sea. It's a monster parents use to frighten their children with at bedtime. It's supposed to live in the Monsoon complex. The rhyme is supposed to be a warning from the one guy who got away from it alive." By now, Eurelie, or the Mad Sea, whichever, was rolling around on the carpet framed by the lines of braziers in a fit of laughter. In the midst of her cackling, she burst out, "I know, right? Isn't it just completely terrible?" Shy took the opportunity to catch glimpses of the body underneath the cloak. She caught sight of wings, toned legs, and brazen claws. "However bad the rhyme might be, this..." She gazed around the deathly still throne room. "This is no laughing matter. Even one of the powers couldn't manage something like this, Terry. It was so quick, so quiet." The laughter quit. Eurelie stood up and said in a soft voice, "Master's right. I won't hurt you. I've been alone down there for a long time. Master gave me a chance to live in the sun, and I'm not about to waste it or abuse his trust. You already know my name is Eurelie. I am one of the three Gorgons, children of Ceto. I hope we can get along." She held out one of her brazen claws. Shy detected vulnerability in Eurelie's voice as she made her introduction, and after a long look at Terry, whose eyes were silently pleading, she reached out and clasped Eurelie's cold, metallic hand. "My name is Shy. I'm one of Terry's bonded women. Thank you for taking care of him." "And I'm Lena Lowe. I'm also one of Boss's girls. Please don't eat me." Lena stretched out her hand, and Eurelie took it in turn. As she shook it, she giggled and said, "Only if you ask nicely. I can be very accommodating. Most of my family are total pervs, and you don't get away from that sort of thing. And may I just say, Lena, you are huge! You could have bent Theseus into a pretzel." Lena looked at Terry, then back down at Eurelie and asked, "Who is Theseus?" The Gorgon's voice was once more cheerfully at odds with her words as she said, "He's dead. Time heals all wounds, or so they say." Eurelie stepped back, then turned and wrapped her arms around Terry, embracing him as she asked, "So, Master, I did well?"
"You did."
"Reward me?" Shy watched as he bent at the hip and kissed her, the mask blending into them both for a moment in her eyes. She stepped forward as he straightened and said, "You'd better have one of those for me." He kissed her, and she wrapped him up and made it last. The feel of him pressed to her made her want to melt into him, but at last she broke the kiss and let Lena take her place. Lena took her time too, and seemed determined not to be outdone. Terry's feet left the floor in the process. As her lovers reunited, Shy turned her attention to Eurelie, only to find the Gorgon seemed to be gazing fixedly back at her.
"I hope you don't mind sharing him." Shai said softly.
I don't,
Yareli replied easily. He can have as many women as he wants. He has but to command me, and I will bring him every woman in the world. I cannot be jealous, because I know he will always be there for me when I need him.
She pulled the hood of her cloak back, showing Shai her snakes in full, as she said, Whomsoever my master hates, I hate. Whomsoever he loves, I love.
She came to Shai then, her hips shifting in an unmistakably sensual rhythm, and draped her brazen arms over Shai's hips to pull her close. The wearer of the mask held her, thus, head tipped as though to gaze into her eyes. Yareli's voice was husky as she said,
My master says that when someone wants the wearer of this mask for a lover, that person can see the wearer's face. I believe this because it was through my desire for him that I first saw his.
The snakes seemed to form a halo around the mask, and every head was turned to Shai, every eye unblinking as they all gazed at her.
I hope you can see mine soon, daughter of Gaia. After all, it is thanks to your gift to him that Master was able to grant the deepest desires of my heart. His bravery and reckless compassion alone would not have saved him from my curse. I am eager to show you my gratitude.
Eureli's snakes began to caress Shai's throat, her ears, her cheeks. Their tongues whispered over her, and the feelings they left behind were bizarrely sensual and deeply erotic. The mask was less than an inch away as the Gorgon whispered, In every way. Shai trembled as Eureli's clawed fingers drifted up her back, and the mask faded away as Shai leaned in to kiss her. Eureli's eyes were icy blue, and her face was coldly beautiful. Her serpentine tongue was long and supple, and she seemed willing to demonstrate in that very moment the depth of her gratitude. By the time the kiss was broken, Shai was panting, and more than half inclined to let her. Terry cleared his throat delicately, then said,
Though I am thrilled you two are getting along so well, Yareli, if you'd be so kind as to restore this one, Captain Ross.
Terry stepped over to the statue in question and looked up into the stone lion man's surprised eyes.
He and I have a lot to talk about.
This has been Mask of the Template, a Monster Girl Harem Fantasy, Celestine Chronicles Book 1. Written by Sibelius. Narrated by Tess Irondale. Copyright 2018 by Sibelius. Production copyright by Sibelius.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.